When Julia Vea thought about sending her son to camp, she had three extra worries. He has asthma, allergies, and he is mildly autistic. Soccer didn't work out very well.
He would just have a hard time running, you know, and just breathe and, like, you know, and interacting socially. So it was just a hard thing for, you know, as a parent to just watch your child not be able to participate fully, you know, into the sport. So
having a medical staff, including her son's asthma doctor, on site at Peninsula Puffers helped ease her worries.
We also wanted him to be more independent and to get outdoors. You know, we felt that it was something that would be beneficial for him. So when we did try it out and we were surprised that he did enjoy it, then we just started to send him out there, you know, every year. So
her son,
Angel Todd, don't have a prong single.
Sounds like a typical kid when talking about camp. His least favorite thing, kitchen cleanup work. And his favorites?
Canoeing and, well, we're about to go fishing. Yeah, fishing and sleep in a tent and hiking.
Asthma camp is held at Camp Kushtaka, a campfire camp in Cooper Landing. Camp Kushtaka counselors run all the regular camp activities, archery, canoeing, singing around the campfire.
Although at asthma camp they don't actually have a fire because of the smoke.
That's Dr. Teresa Nino, one of the camp's physicians and Angel's doctor. She's been part of asthma camps for years because it's fun to see the kids outside of an office setting and to see them learn to control their asthma instead of the other way around.
They shouldn't use asthma as an excuse. Oh, I can't do that. I can't exercise. I can't go camping. I can't participate because I have asthma. But to turn it around and say, you know, I have asthma and I can control it and I can do whatever I want to. I just may have to take a few extra precautions. So that's one of the greatest things to see is when the kids go, have that kind of aha moment that it should not be a limitation whatsoever.
The camp includes about an hour and a half of asthma education each day to get to that aha moment. They cover the physiology, what is happening during an asthma episode, maintenance medicines and rescue medicines, the social aspects of being a kid with asthma. Camp respiratory therapist Liz Collins says each day every kid is checked and listened to in the morning and evening. They learn how to check their own peak flow, how fast they can move air in and out of their lungs.
And then if you're 50% of your best, you're in what we call the red zone, which means you need to stop and do something right now. If you're 80% of your best, you're in your yellow zone, so you probably need to think about doing your inhaler. You need to think about telling your mom or your teacher or the school nurse that you're in your yellow zone. And if you're in your green zone, everything's good to go, and you just need to continue with your maintenance medicine. So it really gives the kids a good point that they know exactly how they're doing. Because a lot of times you'll do your peak flow and you go, you know, I thought I was doing okay and I'm not.
Collins says you can see a change in the kids over the course of the week.
When they first start, they don't know how to do a peak flow. They don't know what their medicine, what it does for them. They don't know how to take it sometimes. And I'll tell you, by the end of camp, those kids are sharp. We have lots of kids that the parents like them to come back because they learn some more. It takes a whole lot off the parents if the kid knows when they need their medicine and how to take it and how to do it properly and what their peak flow means. So they really get a good handle on their asthma for the rest of the year.
The main focus of the camp is asthma, but because many kids with asthma also have allergies, the camp accommodates those kids as well. Camp kitchen staff turn the facility nut-free for the week and keep a posted list of everyone's food allergies in the kitchen. One girl with severe food allergies brought her own food for the week, and that was just fine. The camp is presented by Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, Alaska Chapter, and Central Peninsula Hospital. They and other sponsors help keep the cost low for parents, and 80% of kids receive scholarships, so they attend at no cost. Up to 30 kids will be at Peninsula Puffers this year. They hope to expand to 60 kids next year. I'm Jessica Cochran.